নিতাই গৌর ছন্দ শিরোমণি কেবল আনন্দ খণ্ড
Das Thakur is inviting everyone to please worship these two brothers, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Why? Because the nature of their love and mercy is supreme. They are the essence of all the incarnations of the Lord. They have come to give the process by which we can achieve liberation from all material suffering and promotion to the spiritual world. And the path given by Gaura Nithai is simply joyful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Srila Prabhupada said, simply chanting, dancing and feasting. It is a joyful process. During this yatra, we are simply chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is the mercy of Gaura Nithai. Every living being by nature likes to sing and likes to hear nice music. And people like to dance. Srila Prabhupada explains, the perfection of all music is that which glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The chanting of the Maha Mantra brings one's consciousness to the spiritual platform. And when that sound vibration enters into the heart, our very nature is that we want to dance. The dancing of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the expression of the highest sentiments of love of the spiritual world. And they have invited all of us to enter into their kirtan lila and chant and dance with them. We are now at the house of Srinandan Acharya, who was a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. This house was from time to time used by the Lords as a place to hide. In a few days, we'll be going to Ekachakra Gram, if it is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We cannot even take a breath or a step forward without His mercy. But it is our prayer and petition to the Lord to allow us to enter into Ekachakra Gram. There we will discuss the wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda. But in brief, he was born of Hadai Pandit in Padmavati in Radhadesh Ekachakra. When he was a child of only 12 years old, a sannyasi came to Ekachakra and took Lord Nityananda Prabhu on a pilgrimage. And that pilgrimage lasted approximately 20 years, where he traveled to all the holy places of India, from Badrikashram down to Rameshwaram and Kanyakumari, from Jagannath Puri to Dwarka, north, south, east and west. During his pilgrimage, he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. He met and accepted as his supreme most worshipable guru, Sri Madhavendra Puri. And then, alas, he came to the holy place of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he visited Gokul and all the 12 forests. And ultimately, he came to a place called Sringarabhat. And there, he decided to wait until Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his leela of distributing Harinam Sankirtan to the world. While living in Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so much intoxicated in his mood of Lord Balaram that he would just day and night, in a very playful, childlike way, roll in the dust of Vrindavan and swim in the river Jamuna. And sometimes he would meet the little cowherd boys of Vrindavan with their cows, and he would play so many games with them. He was so much intoxicated by his Balaram Leela that he did not even consider eating or sleeping. Sometimes if someone offered him some milk, he may drink some milk. In this way, he was simply waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to begin Sankirtan movement. Because in his heart of hearts, he knew that the Lord wanted me at his side at that time. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was always in the mood of the servant of Sri Chaitanya. In fact, through approximately 32 years of his life, he never preached, because he would not preach until Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave him the order and the blessings to preach. So he heard, through his divine intuition, the news that Vishwambar, Lord Chaitanya, had returned from Gaya after receiving initiation in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. And then Lord Chaitanya returned to Navadvipa. And at this time, he was intoxicated with love of Krishna, manifesting in his every word, his every action. And he was inducing all of the devotees and people in general to chant the holy names of Krishna. At that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu immediately came here to Navadvipa Dham. And he did not tell anyone he was coming. He came directly to this place where we are now present, house of Nandan Acharya. And Nandan Acharya was so happy Lord Nityananda Prabhu had come to his house. He offered him puja and arti, he washed his feet, he offered him nice prasad. He welcomed him with so much love and so much devotion. Nandan Acharya just saw his whole house become effulgent by the light of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. In fact, when he saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Nandanacharya's heart just melted with love of God. He had beautiful, beautiful golden complexion. His teeth were like rows of pearls. He wore beautiful blue garments of an avadhuta. He was holding a kamandalu and a danda. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu secretly remained here, reciprocating very sweet, loving exchanges with Nandanacharya. Just before this, Lord Chaitanya one day told his associates that in 2 or 3 days, a very great personality is going to come to Dadapeet. And then one day, Lord Chaitanya, after worshipping the deity of Vishnu and taking his bath in Ganga, he came very quickly to where his devotees were present. And he told them that last night I had a dream. It was the most wonderful dream. In this dream, I saw a chariot. This was the best of all chariots. It is a chariot that is meant to take everyone to the spiritual world. There was a flag marked with the palm tree, which is the insignia of Balaram. And on that chariot, there was a large, powerful personality. His shoulders were broad. He looked as if he was intoxicated. He had a blue turban. He had a blue dhoti. He had charming earrings. And he held a club on his shoulder. He said, "This person looked so powerful. I have never seen anyone so beautiful and wonderful as this in my whole life. He appeared to be Lord Balaram himself." And the chariot stopped in front of my house. And he said 10 or 20 times, "Is this the home of Nimai Pandit? Is this the home of Nimai Pandit?" I came out and I approached this respectable person and I asked him, "Who are you? I think I know you." And this great personality replied, "Tomorrow we will meet. You are my brother, and we will get to know each other." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I think that this is Lord Balaram himself. He has come to Navadvip. Please go find him." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the ecstasy of Lord Balaram. He told Srivas and Haridas Thakur that search through all of Navadvip and find this great personality today. So Srivas and Haridas began to search everywhere. And they came back 9 hours later. And they said to Lord Chaitanya that we went to all the houses of the devotees, and we went to the houses of all the Brahmins, and we went to the houses of all the materialists, but we could not find this great personality anywhere. Lord Chaitanya began to smile, and he was thinking, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is very, very difficult to find. He is playing tricks and hiding from us. And with a smile on his face, he said to his associates, "Come, we will go to see him." Then they walked directly to this holy place, Nandan Acharya Bhavan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was standing, and he was standing in such an ecstatic trance that he didn't even see the devotees coming. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates bowed down with great humility at the feet of Lord Nityananda. And then when Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw Lord Chaitanya, the first time in this leela that he was seeing the beloved Lord of his life, who his whole existence was simply feeling separation from, he stood motionless, his eyes unblinking, as if he was paralyzed. He just stood completely stunned in a trance, looking at the beauty of Sri Gaurachandra. And in his heart, he was thinking, here is the Lord of my life. Seeing Lord Nityananda Prabhu in this trance, the devotees were struck with wonder. They had never seen such ecstatic love before. Then Lord Chaitanya told Srivas to chant a particular sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. He began to chant a sloka describing the beauty of Krishna. As the gopis in Vrindavan would remember Krishna and meditate on Krishna, going into the pasturing grounds with the cows and with the gopas, how Krishna had beautiful, beautiful bluish complexion, and he had garland of forest flowers around his neck and peacock feather on his hair, and how he would play the sweet sound of his flute. As he was chanting this sloka, Nityananda Prabhu went into such an ecstatic trance that he fell unconscious. There was no symptoms of life in his body. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, recite again. Srivas again and again recited the same sloka describing the beauty of Lord Krishna in the pasture grounds of Vrindavan. And as he was reciting Nityananda Prabhu, he got up and he started jumping up and down. And he fell to the ground in such a way it looked like every one of his bones was going to be broken to pieces. And sometimes he would dance and sometimes he would jump, and torrents of tears were flowing from his eyes and his hairs were standing on end and his limbs were trembling, and none of the devotees could possibly hold him still. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him. He embraced him. And Nityananda Prabhu, when he saw his Lord and felt his touch, he immediately became completely peaceful. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was laying in the arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the devotees saw the loving exchange, they were struck with wonder. Lord Chaitanya was crying and covering Nityananda Prabhu's body with his tears. And Nityananda Prabhu was crying and covering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body with his tears. And as they were sitting together in this way, the devotees were thinking, this looks like Lakshman and Ram who have come together. Another was thinking, this is Krishna and Balaram. Another was saying, this is Krishna and Arjuna. The intimacy of the love between these persons was so divine and so pleasing to everyone's heart. And Gadadhar Pandit, seeing Lord Nityananda resting in Lord Chaitanya's arms, he began to laugh and said, just see how they have reversed positions. Today we see Ananta Shesha resting in the lap of Lord Vishnu. Today Ananta Shesha's pride has been crushed into powder. The love between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was first manifested here in the house of Sri Nandanacharya. And the devotees had never ever seen such intimacy of love. Then Lord Chaitanya began to speak. He said, today is a most auspicious day for me. Today I am seeing the supreme most ecstasies of love of God, which is the very perfection of understanding all the Vedic scriptures. Today, by seeing the transformations of your love, which I have never seen before, my heart has become purified. Lord Chaitanya was praising Lord Nityananda with so much affection. He said, anyone who sees the ecstasies of Lord Nityananda's love, anyone who receives his mercy or worships his lotus feet, will most certainly achieve the perfection of pure love of Krishna. And then Lord Gauranga asked Nityananda Prabhu, "From which place have you come?" Nityananda Prabhu replied, "I was traveling to all the various holy places of pilgrimage. I came and I saw the places, but I could not find Krishna. Even I went in the temple and the altars were covered. And I was asking the people, where is Krishna?" And they replied, "Lord Krishna, he has gone to Nadia. And there he is distributing love of God through the congregational chanting of the holy name." I heard that even the most fallen and the most condemned sinful people can achieve love of God by going to Nadia and worshipping Lord Gauranga. Considering myself to be the most sinful, I have come here to Sri Navadvipa Dham to receive your mercy. In this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged feelings of great love. And all the devotees, the happiness of their hearts reached the crescendo of bliss at this place of Nandanacharya Bhavan. It is the place of the meeting of Nitai Gauranga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always longing to meet with his eternal brother. And similarly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was always longing to meet Lord Chaitanya. They were in vipralamba, or the ecstasy of separation, throughout their lives. And it was at this place that the sambhog, the ultimate meeting, took place. And the acharyas explain, when there is intense separation, it makes the ecstatic joy of meeting all that much more satisfying to the heart. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lord Nityananda that tomorrow is the full moon of the Vyas Puja. Where should we celebrate your Vyas Puja? Lord Nityananda Prabhu looked at Srivas and he said, at his house. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, now you have big responsibility. He said, I already have all the ingredients. I only require to get the book explaining what is the rituals. After meeting at Nandanacharya Bhavan, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees went to Srivas' house. And at Srivas' house, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began their first kirtan, dancing together. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. The devotees began to sing and Gaurani Kai began to dance. And how they danced together. As they were jumping together and they were crying together and sometimes they were embracing one another and sometimes they were trying to take the dust of each other's feet, but neither was successful. And sometimes they would fall to the ground unconscious together. And in this way they were dancing and dancing with their arms raised, and all the devotees were blissfully weeping in joy, chanting the holy name. That night in Srivas' house, when Nityananda Prabhu was supposed to be resting, he was too much ecstatic love, having just met the Lord of his life. And he started roaring, and he broke his danda and his kamandalu to pieces, scattered them all over the room. The next morning, Srivas' brother, Ramai Pandit, saw, and he went to Srivas and said, he broke his danda and kamandalu. So Srivas said, I think you should tell Lord Chaitanya about this. He went to Lord Chaitanya and explained. And Lord Chaitanya came in the morning and he picked up the broken pieces and said, let us go to Ganga. And they went to Ganga. Srimad Mahaprabhu put the pieces in Ganga. But then Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw a very dangerous crocodile in the Ganga. So he wanted to play with this crocodile. So he jumped in the Ganga and started swimming toward the crocodile. And all the devotees were very much fearful. They started saying, come back, come back. And they were calling. But Nityananda Prabhu could not hear any of them. He was just going to the crocodile. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his sweet but commanding voice, he said, it is now time for your Vyas Puja. Come back. And immediately upon hearing Lord Chaitanya's voice, he became very submissive. And he came back. Then they went to Srivasa's house and the Vyas Puja began. And at a particular time in the Vyas Puja, the garland for Veda Vyas is to be given. So Srivasa, chanting the appropriate mantras, gave the garland to Nityananda Prabhu and said, now it is appropriate that you put this mala on Sri Veda Vyas. So Nityananda said, it will be so. And he stood there holding the garland. And Srivas reminded him, now you please put garland on Vedavyas. And he just stood motionless with the garland in his hand. It will be so. So this went on sometimes. So Srivas came to Lord Chaitanya and he said, your Nityananda is not putting the garland on Vyasadeva. So Lord Chaitanya approached. And he told Lord Nityananda Prabhu, please put garland on Vedavyas. So in great love, Nityananda Prabhu placed the garland over the beautiful shoulders of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He placed the garland over the beautiful, beautiful black curling hairs of Lord Gauranga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so ecstatically pleased, revealed his six-armed form to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This six-armed form was holding the conch shell, the chakra, the club, the lotus flower in four arms, and in his other two arms he was holding the plow and the club of Lord Balaram. When Nityananda Prabhu saw this six-armed form, he became completely stunned in ecstasy and fell to the ground unconscious. And then when he came to consciousness again, he was just staring at this beautiful form. And all the devotees, upon seeing this wonderful, wonderful relationship between Gaur Nitai, were filled with love. In fact, there is a benediction given that anyone who submissively hears this story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealing his six-armed form to Lord Nityananda Prabhu will be free from all sins and will achieve pure love of Krishna. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Then Lord Chaitanya said to Lord Nityananda, the Vyas Puja ceremony is complete. And then what do you think they did? They began kirtan. And Gaur Nitai were dancing so beautifully together with all of the devotees, and this kirtan went on throughout the entire day. And somehow or other they were able to end the kirtan. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now bring the feast. And then together they all ate the wonderful Mahaprasad, Sri Vyas Puja. On another occasion, one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking and he heard people criticizing the chanting of the holy name. They said, Nimai Pandit, why you are chanting holy names so loud? Don't you think you can get best realization by chanting softly like everyone else? Anyways, they were criticizing him in so many ways. So he just walked away from them. And because he heard criticism of the chanting of the holy name, his heart was very disturbed. And when the kirtan started, he did not feel his usual happiness. He said, "I do not feel happiness." And Advaitacharya, he said, "You are not feeling love because we have taken that love from you. My Lord, you are giving love of God to even the most lowly people. But you're not giving your mercy to us." Because you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, generally, he had such honor and respect for his seniors. He would worship Advaitacharya. He would worship Srivas. Because they were senior Vaishnavas. And whenever he was in the mood of a devotee, he followed the etiquette of respecting, honoring, and worshipping senior Vaishnavas very carefully. Advaitacharya explained, "You are allowing everyone to serve you, but you are not allowing us to serve you." But Lord Chaitanya was already disturbed. So he just, without saying anything to anyone, he just came out of the door. And very quickly he went to the bank of the Ganges and he jumped in the Ganges and went on. And somehow or other Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur followed him. And they jumped in and somehow or other one took his feet and one took him by near his head. And they somehow got him out of the Ganges. Because it appeared he was drowning himself. And while he was laying on the bank of the Ganges, he said to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, "Why have you taken me out of Ganga? I have no love for Krishna. If I have no love for Krishna, what is the purpose of my life? If I had even one drop of love of Krishna, then in separation from Krishna I would have died. But the fact that I am still living, I am still breathing, this means I have not even a drop of love of Krishna. Therefore, what is the use of me sustaining this wretched body if within it there is no Krishna praise? Why have you taken me out of the Ganges? Why do you want me to continue this wretched life?" Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas spoke very sweet prayers to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas and Srivas, "You do not tell anyone what you have seen or where I am going, or you will never see me again." So they kept secret. And where do you think Lord Chaitanya came? He came to the house of Nandanacharya to hide. And when he came, Nandanacharya was so happy to see the beautiful form of Gauranga. And he washed his lotus feet. And he offered him nice new cloth and all sorts of beautiful gifts. And Nandanacharya prepared a wonderful feast for Lord Chaitanya. And in this way, Nandanacharya was in complete bliss just serving Lord Chaitanya and discussing topics of Krishna and chanting the holy names throughout the entire night. Nandanacharya was so happy, but the other devotees were so miserable. Because they didn't know where Lord Chaitanya was. They didn't know whether he lived or died. He left the house in such a disturbed state. And nobody had heard anything about him since. They were searching everywhere, but they could not find him. And Advaitacharya especially, he considered it was all his fault. So the devotees spent that whole night weeping and crying and condemning themselves. And then the next morning, Lord Chaitanya told Nandanacharya, "Bring Srivas." So Srivas came here to this place where His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj and Nityavadita Maharaj and Gauranga Prem are giving us darshan. Srivas came here and he was so happy to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked, "How are all of the devotees?" Srivas said, "Advaita has been fasting and crying. He's in a completely miserable state of mind. He thinks because of the words that he spoke to you, You have ended your life. You have left us forever. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to where the devotees were, and when Advaita Acharya saw him, Lord Chaitanya gave very nice mercy to Advaita, who was feeling so ashamed that he had spoken whimsically to the Lord. Actually, it was out of pure ecstatic love, but this was their pastime. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Advaita Acharya that the nature of love is sometimes to punish your beloved. And when Advaita Acharya heard that Lord Chaitanya was nicely punishing him, he understood, this means he has accepted me as his servant. And Advaita Acharya became very, very blissful, began to dance and chant. And all the devotees again reunited together had beautiful kirtan. So in this very special place, we should pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his disciples have developed this wonderful, wonderful temple. This Samadhi Mandir is from Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj, one of the very dear god brothers of our own beloved Guru Maharaj. We can offer our obeisances as we are departing. Srila Prabhupada especially was very anxious to establish Gaur-Nitai temples all over the world. Even in Vrindavan, where most all of the Goswamis developed temples of Radha and Krishna. Although Radha Shyam Sundar is in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada made the prominent deities Krishna Balaram. And he explained to us why. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, no one can approach Radha Krishna directly. But we can only approach Radha Krishna through the mercy of Gaur-Nitai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha in Krishna, in the most munificent single form. But one can only approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Without the shade of the dust of the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, no one can approach Mahaprabhu. This was stated by the Lord himself. So therefore, through the mercy of Gaur-Nitai, which comes to this world by the practice of Harinam Sankirtan, that is the only practical and sure means of approaching Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. And Gaur-Nitai, in their Braj Leela, are Krishna and Balaram. So Srila Prabhupada, so mercifully understanding the great need of the world, established Krishna Balaram as the focus central deities of Vrindavan and taught us how to worship Gaur-Nitai in their form of Krishna Balaram through the congregational chanting of the Lord. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Nithai Gaur Sundar Ki Gopimanandi Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Vyasindhi Adhidhanam Bhavani Vyasvaishya.